On this episode, we celebrate the holiday season by sharing what we are thankful for in the theme parks, our holiday wishes, and what are our favorite things. Today is November 25th, 2022. This is episode 516 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I am joined by my very festive wife, Rhonda.
Hi, guys, and Merry Christmas, Jeremy.
Merry Christmas. The day after Thanksgiving.
One month from today. Will be Christmas.
Well, we'll be at Disney for Christmas.
Well, yeah, yes. But still, it's the 25th of November.
I don't think that's the way it works. I'd like our listeners' opinion. I do it to the day of week. Does that make sense?
No.
I totally get where you're going from. The 25th, today's the 25th, 1 month is Christmas.
December 25th.
But in my mind, Christmas is 1 month from this Sunday.
Okay, well,
so
it's not.
I want input. I want to see what other people think, because Rhonda goes by date. I go by actual day of week, counting out 1 month. Because in my mind, 1 month is equal to basically 28 days or 4 weeks.
Well, and actually I go because of being a hairdresser and I count 4 weeks. Like yesterday, yeah, 4 weeks from now, we'll be
arriving at Disney.
Because today is Friday. No, 4 weeks.
From today. We'll be arriving at Disney.
Yesterday, we're
going to Universal.
We're going to Universal, yes. Because 4 weeks from 2 days ago or whatever, Tuesday, is the week of Christmas and I'm working.
Yeah.
So
this one off the rails quick, didn't it?
Oh, and by the way, Thanksgiving to me is just a day.
Yeah, I agree.
And Christmas is a season.
Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving too.
All right, so this year Thanksgiving was on the 24th, right?
Yeah.
So this year Christmas runs from November 1st to November 23rd. Thanksgiving is on November 24th, and then Christmas runs from November 25th to December. Honestly, till almost New Year's, I feel like.
I've said this before, we always try to take it down before Kaylin's birthday, which is January 12th, because I never wanted her to associate her birthday with Christmas, with like everything still being up and celebrating her birthday. So,
but today's the day after Thanksgiving is the first day that I think worldwide, in a sense, it is acceptable for every single person to start decorating or wearing Christmas stuff or listening to Christmas music. We've been doing it for weeks, but
yes. You
sometimes get frowned upon, you know. So I think today's the first day it's fully acceptable, and I'm celebrating with a peppermint mocha from Dunkin' Donuts that is actually really, really good. So make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. A huge shout out to Mouse Dining, who has helped us secure many reservations for this Christmas trip that
Woo-hoo!
We have, including Whispering Canyon. We are trying to decide, and another one, maybe we can get some listener input. Would you rather do Diamond Horseshoe, Liberty Tree Tavern, or Whispering Canyon on Christmas Day for your lunch? Because those are kind of the options we're throwing around. But with all those options, they're not all quite available. But Mouse Dining will come to the rescue, because they're going to alert you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. You can visit msmfriends.com to use this free service. And if you're getting ready to plan that next Disney or Universal vacation, looking to go on a cruise or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, head to mainstmagictravel.com, fill out a form for a free quote. Our travel services are completely free to you. And then finally, we got our room blocks available for the second annual Main Street 16 Challenge Weekend, February 2nd to 5th. We are just about 2 months away, a little
Holy
bit over that.
Moly.
You can book at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Tower for 40% off the normal rate, half-priced resort fee. If you go to mainstreet16.com, you can go ahead and there's a form to fill out. You can get the room booked through Main Street Magic Travel. You can find out all about our awesome trivia and live podcast event on Friday at Stargazers Lounge. You can join the challenge on Saturday. You can donate. But again, mainstreet16.com. We are ready to ramp this thing up big time. All of this to benefit Give Kids the World.
Yay.
That is the main
yep.
tagline right there. Everything is for Give Kids the World Village. So please, please check it out. So as Rhonda has already mentioned and we talked about earlier, it is holiday season. It is upon us. And we thought it'd be fun just to kind of just talk about like what we're thankful for with Thanksgiving being yesterday as far as theme parks go. Mm-hmm. Obviously, well, it goes well beyond that.
First thing to be thankful for. And what are we doing tomorrow, Jeremy?
We are going to Epcot.
Yay.
So holiday season is really in full force.
Yep.
Officially today at Disney, mm-hmm. Because of the fact that Epcot Festival of the Holidays starts, mm-hmm. the Cosmic Rewind Holiday Overlay,
yes,
touring plans. We're the first to ride it, of course. Already got a tiny little snippet taste. I have to go back and see what you think. I just watched real quick, like 10 seconds of the launch.
Okay.
It sounds like it's starting with Dashing Through the Snow, so a rock version of it.
Nice.
Don't know what the whole medley is going to be.
Okay.
Again, from our understanding, it is not, you know, where you have six different Christmas songs that are randomized. It is going to be one melody of several Christmas songs, and that will be the only track that plays. Yeah. And we talked about that before with the girls, you know, riding for their very first time.
I think I like that.
It'll be good. Now, also today, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special came out. We're going to watch that with the girls later. They already released the soundtrack for that, and I'm wondering if it's going to line up with that soundtrack.
That'd be cool.
So we'll see, but I can't wait to watch it. I've already heard really good things about it.
Oh.
That it's, I mean, in true Guardians of the Galaxy fashion, it's going to be wonderful. So yeah, thankful that we get a chance to go there tomorrow. So that's what we're going to start off with, is we're going to give thanks. We're going to let you know our holiday wishes in the theme parks, and then we're going to talk about our favorite things. What else are you thankful for as far as theme parks and I guess maybe podcasting and all of that goes?
Well, of course, I am thankful for my family and that they will be with us. Like, and I say they, my children, our children, we will just be the four of us for Christmas. And that is just huge. And I love that Lacey keeps being now excited about it.
Yeah. She said to me yesterday, she was like, I think this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
I'm so excited.
I don't know if we shared this, but not long back, I remember standing in the kitchen and we were talking. I forget what we were talking about, but I just mentioned, I don't know if it was when we had bought their tickets or what, but I said something to Lacey and I was like, yeah, you know, are you guys excited for Christmas at Disney? And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, we're going to be in Disney on Christmas Day. And she was not happy.
No.
She was like, I don't want to leave my house. She's like, I want to be in my pajamas all day and wake up here. And, you know, and right. So in a 2 month period, she's come full circle where they both are super excited.
Yep.
So that's awesome.
Yep. We just ordered their band. So I was very thankful for being very busy at work this past week. So we got to pre-order their bands, their Magic Plus bands.
Yeah.
So we can.
And we went back and forth on that a lot. Of course, Lacey immediately is like, yes, get me a band. And Kaylin's like, well, you know, I don't know if it's worth the money. We're only going to have this trip. But you're right. I mean, we're park hopping. We've got 3 park days,
yep.
You know, we're going to hopefully see some nighttime, you know, fireworks and such.
Yes.
So I think it'll be neat, even if they're only using them for these 3 days.
Yeah.
And at some point, hopefully they become pass holders again or we'll back see. And they can reuse those bands. So I'm very thankful for those things as well. But I feel like we are not a true Disney podcast if this somehow doesn't come up, because we're not a news source. We don't usually really discuss the news, but I'll be honest, I'm thankful for Bob Iger and that he's back. I understand that Bob Iger was at the helm, mm-hmm. Starting many of the decisions that Bob Chapek came in and had to actually initiate. You know, it's not like Chapek came in and made up Disney Plus or made up park reservations or made up,
right.
You know, dropping APs or any of these things. All of those were part under Iger.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 2 things. One, I think that Bob Iger is going to do a much better job of getting the next CEO ready, whoever that may be.
Okay.
I don't believe Chapek was going to do a good job of getting the next CEO ready.
Right.
I hope, and I know Iger's focus is not on the parks, even though he has just recently come out in the Wall Street Journal and said he was very kind of astounded and almost upset at all the price increases that have been happening.
Wow.
I don't think he's going to go and roll those back. He's really going to focus on media, on streaming services. That's what they're bringing him back in to do for these 2 years. But I'm hopeful that we can get the feeling back that we had when Iger was in charge as opposed to Chapek. I understand that Disney's a business and that businesses can nickel and dime you and raise prices and they need a profit and all that. It just didn't feel like it before Chapek came along.
And it's so funny when you, like, when this all went down and you were freaking out, I was so confused. And I was like, what? What do you mean? And you had to try to explain it to me. And then it was so funny because of just people that I keep seeing on Facebook. And then my actual client the other day when I was doing his hair, he is a DVC member.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally was just about to give it up. And when they said that JPEG is out and Iger's back, like, he's like, all right, I'm cool, I'll keep it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And I just wonder, I mean, I know that the memes and the Facebook, and I'm sure they could try to figure out what percentage of people really are happy, but it seems like a ton. And it's a little sad, but it's a little also like heartwarming.
I mean, there were cheers throughout the parks from both guests and cast members when that news broke late Sunday night.
Wow.
You know, and I think that makes a big difference. You know, mm-hmm. again, I want back the feeling that we used to have, that Disney did treat its guests and its pass holders as family and not a dollar sign. And I felt that way under Iger.
Right.
And I hope that comes back. Didn't feel that way ever under Chapek. Everything just felt like nickel and diming. And that's the thing. Even when it is nickel and diming, it's the way that you present it. It's the way
Correct.
That it makes you feel
Correct.
That I think makes a huge difference. So I'm very thankful for that. Along with that, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, poke the bear or jab anybody and make anyone upset, but I'm very thankful that we're still pass holders
yeah.
and that we can be. Mm-hmm. You know, there has been, I think, a fear from everyone that either A, they don't come back,
mm-hmm.
or B, the ones that are currently there somehow go away. And, you know, if annual passes went away, I mean, pretty much so does this podcast. You know, right. I don't know that we financially could afford to continue
right.
going. So I'm very thankful there still passes, and I do hope that they'll be back for everyone soon. I wouldn't shock me, even though I know Iger's not going to be focused on the parks, it wouldn't shock me if there is a part of him that's going to sit down with DMRO or whatever and say, look, we need to figure out how to fix some of these things that have happened.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be, again, it's not going to be rolling back the prices. It's not going to be getting rid of Genie Plus, but maybe it is bringing back all levels of pass holders. Maybe
right.
it is. There's a lot of rumors going around on changes to the reservation system coming.
Really?
So we'll see. We'll
Time
see what happens.
Time will tell.
We'll
Time
see what happens.
Definitely tell.
Anything else that you're super thankful for? I'm thankful for Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah, I'm thankful that I can ride it for sure once without a patch, because I need to get more of those.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yep. I tried it out for literal the podcast and for research purposes.
Yeah.
And I was okay. I do know that if I had to ride it over and over and over, or if it was open to ride it over
right.
a couple of times, I'd be like, nope, sorry, can't do it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that I can do that tomorrow.
I would like to look ahead in the future and say that I am thankful we secured a spot on Cosmic Rewind tomorrow. Because there's no guarantee. We want to ride it tomorrow. We want to check out the holiday overlay, but I'm going to be up early. I'm going to be trying to get the virtual queue.
Yep.
Do we buy a lightning lane if we can't get virtual? I don't know. Well, maybe we'll have an off-air discussion about that, because I really, really want to ride it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, then we should.
So we'll take a look at that.
If you can't get it first thing and
then
we wake up.
We try and get a lightning lane.
Got it, lightning
right.
lane.
We might
You're
both be on at the
two.
Same time. Right.
No.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, just so quickly, if I don't get virtual, you're already ready.
For lightning.
Well, okay. No, we won't be able to. We won't be able to get a lightning lane. We're not staying on property tomorrow night. We're staying at Disney Springs, and those have not linked up. But
Ooh.
I can check on linking up that reservation, but it's a third party. All right. That's a whole off-air conversation. Last thing, I know you said you're very thankful for our family and getting to go for Christmas and it be the four of us. And I know we keep saying the four of us, and you guys are probably sick of that. But we haven't done a proper overnight trip to anywhere of just us and the girls since, I believe, June of 2021, when we went for one night down to Coronado Springs, and we ate at Toledo that night, mm-hmm. when Lacey was cold and got mm-hmm. you girls all dressed up in dresses, and I wore something nice, and
right.
Lacey got her little robe because she was cold. I believe that is the last time it was just the four of us for an overnight stay anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's why we're so super duper excited about
and,
it.
you know, ever since we have been doing this podcast and they have started to, you know, it's work for us. So they're unfortunately like, I don't want to go to work with you, that type of situation. You know, we've made such great friends through this podcast that a lot of times when we get to go down there, we are hanging with friends. And then, you know, so when the kids were with us and they would stay in the room or whatever, we'd be like, oh, it's all right. We got friends anyways. Yeah. So, and I'm just excited to be the four of us.
Yeah, well, you actually just had the perfect segue to what I was bringing up. My last thing to be thankful for is all of our wonderful friends.
Yes.
That we've made through the community, through the podcast, yep. through just, I mean, even just meeting at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we've literally just, you know, sat maybe and encountered people at Disney that now we are friends with on Facebook or follow on Instagram or Twitter or something. And they might not even listen to the podcast or be in the community, but right. we just met them there. So
one of my favorites, one of my favorites is Toni, and we're getting to see her tomorrow.
Yes.
Because, you know, we just happened to be standing in line for Mickey and Minnie, and she was standing there and listening to us, and then she was like, I listen to y'all. And I was like, what? And it has been an amazing friendship from there.
Oh, no. I was texting her yesterday because I noticed, because we're linked up with friends and family. And so I was going through looking at park reservations. Again, we've said before, we don't mind the reservation system, but I still get a little anxious
nervous?
About it. Yeah. So literally yesterday I'm sitting there and I'm like, we have a park reservation for Saturday, right? And I'm like, oh, let me go look.
It came up on my email and I saved it for a minute. And then this morning I erased it because I'm like, it's fine.
Honestly, as I know that this probably isn't the most productive episode as far as like tips and advice, but I will give you one right now. Screenshot your park reservations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, everything should be okay, should be linked to a band, to a card, to a ticket, whatever, but they are known to disappear. Last time I went to Magic Kingdom after you and the girls had left a day early, when I looked in MDE, no park reservation. When I actually went through the website, you know, on the Disney website, saw the park reservation. So everything was fine, but just do that. So super thankful for our friends, our cast member friends, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to some holiday wishes. And, you know, this can just be fun. This doesn't have to be, you know, especially with now Bob Iger at the helm. We're just talking about things like I wish, and I understand it doesn't technically affect us because we're our APs, we're getting ready to renew. I wish that they bring back annual passes for everyone at all levels.
I wish for the people that want them. I remember last year, holy moly, when they stopped them. I mean, I felt like one in every five clients that sat in my chair was like, son of a gun, man, I was going to get them for Christmas.
Yeah.
I was going to get them for my kids for Christmas. I was going to get them for my grandchildren.
Well, the sad part about that is one in every five clients isn't one in every five people who likes Disney or wants to go to Disney. You were probably 100% of people that sat in your chair. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because four out of five of those clients maybe don't care, or don't know,
right.
But probably 100% of clients that sat in your chair that wanted annual passes now couldn't get them.
Yeah, it was super
and
sad.
We came across that a lot. Yep. And, you know, I know there, I guess this is another little trick. You could technically get a Pixie pass.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not the best. You almost sit on it for a year, or you try to go sometimes during the week if that works, and you could take off work or kids out of school. You can then renew and upgrade the following year to any of the levels. I know it's not the best plan, but I know some people have done that and now they are ready. You know, they did a Pixie Pass a year ago and now they're ready to upgrade into whatever they want.
Yep.
You know, I think any of the wishes are going to come around things that have changed. You know, I mean, I think I already talked about it, that I just wish that we can get back to the feeling that it used to have. And I'm going to say outside of the parks, because when we're in the parks, we feel the magic. I don't feel as nickel and dimed in the parks. It's when you're at home and you're on social media and you're reading every beverage went up 50 cents or every beverage went up a dollar or parking went up $5 or rooms are this now. And Genie Plus is tapping out at $29 a day. Like,
yeah, but you go over just down the street to Universal and it was $2.15 a person for Express Pass. Now, this was the unlimited for two parks.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, really, Genie Plus is super cheap right now.
It is. It is super cheap. And they need, the whole purpose of these price increases makes 100% sense. Mm-hmm. Because I remember day one, you know, it's coming out at like $15. And the whole thing was, if everybody has Genie Plus, nobody has Genie Plus. Because there's zero advantage to it. If every person can afford it and buys it,
Then there's no point to it. Yeah.
It's just as good as not having it. So they have to find a price point where they go, all right, right now, just say 70% of our guests are buying it at $15. That's not good. Genie, mm-hmm. you know, Lightning Lanes, Genie Plus Lightning Lanes are getting long. People are waiting more than they should. What if we take it to 20, 25, 30, 35? All right. At $75 a person, 30% of the people buy it. We still get a profit and it controls those Lightning Lanes. And now it is worth the price. That's where they're going to have to get to.
Yep.
We're already putting in our head that we're going to be looking at least $30 a person for Genie Christmas. Plus on the Christmas trip. I don't see any way around that. I am hoping, and one of my holiday wishes is that, as Lacey stated yesterday, that this is like the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
We did, been like a decade, we did it was our first like travel Thanksgiving. And we went to Clearwater and we camped and all. And we went and we had our Thanksgiving meal at Cracker Barrel. And I remember being so excited for that trip, being like, this will be cool. We're going to like a destination Thanksgiving. And we came back from it like, we didn't enjoy that. We don't want to do that again. We technically did it again last year because we camped at Fort Wilderness, but we cooked and it was.
It
was very different.
It is. The difference for me, and I think this is what it is, and this is why it was awful. For me, back when we went to Clearwater, because Thanksgiving to me is not a season like Christmas is. It is a day, and it is a day of hanging out and starting to cook and taking that whole day of just hanging out, talking like we did yesterday. My parents, your parents, us. You know, the kids, like just sitting around the house and watching, having a parade on, watching football, watching basketball.
Football. I'm not watching football.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Feast week.
Whatever.
One of the best weeks
okay.
of the year.
But whatever your poison is, shall you say, then, you know, just hanging out and then cooking and then watching Lacey cook with Nana. And then, you know, and we did that at Fort Wilderness and that was amazing.
Yeah.
But when you go and you just sit down and you order a meal for Thanksgiving and it's put in front of you and you eat it and then you're done, I'm like, this is weird.
Do you think you're going to have that feeling on Christmas, though? Because it's not like we're cooking.
I don't, because I feel like Christmas is a season where I was a little jealous when I had to work the other day and Lacey was already making shortbread with you. Because that's what I like. Like I kind of want to come home Sunday after Disney and maybe get some peppermint stuff to make peppermint bark.
Oh, that's
and
what
make
we're doing.
The kids.
That's what we're doing with Karen and Ashley while we plan our Christmas party.
Yes.
So that's going to be, no, I see what you're saying though. Like,
because that when I'm off and I'm like, okay, let's do this and let's do that. We've already wrapped some Christmas presents and put them under the tree.
Yeah.
And so And Christmas Day is about the, you know, waking up and the family to me and opening a few gifts, especially because we're not taking everything with us. And then, you know, having some breakfast, which we have eaten cinnamon rolls for 14 years.
I've been doing it for almost the entirety of my life. I probably started when I was around 10 years old having Cinnabon cinnamon rolls. On Christmas
morning.
What are
we going to do?
I don't know. You know, we can always go down to Barcelona Lounge or something. We can get a cinnamon roll if you really want to do that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But anyways, I just think that it will be different.
Yeah.
I hope. I could come back and go, yep, never doing that again.
Yeah.
Or we could go, all right, where are we going next year?
This is now a yearly tradition. We're going to go to a destination for every Christmas.
Right,
where
a destination.
Is it? Exactly. Where is it going to be next year?
Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah.
Maybe Gatlinburg. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. But yeah, my wish is that this is everything. And I'm trying not to build myself up so much because I'm so super excited because, you know, we've always talked about like expectations. And if you have all these crazy expectations that this is going to be the best Christmas ever and that we're going to do everything we want and that we're going to get Genie Plus and ride all the rides with the girls and we're going to catch the Christmas parade and we're going to do this, 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 and this, you're only looking for letdown. So yep. I'm trying to step back a little bit of my expectations, but my holiday wish is that this is a Christmas to remember. Let's say that.
Ooh, that's a good one. Because
that can go either way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Griswolds had a Christmas to remember. I mean, it ended up good in the end, but throughout many of it, it's still, it was not good, but it still is a Christmas to remember, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
Do you have any other kind of like holiday wishes? Again, let's just say fairy godmother comes down and says, what would you like under the tree as far as theme parks go on Christmas morning? What would you want like
them
delivered?
To be empty? I'm just kidding.
How about Tron? Maybe. My holiday wish is that all of a sudden they're just like, you know what? Let's just open it today. Forget spring 2023.
Merry Christmas. Right,
Merry Christmas. Today
only. We're going to let, what do they call it? A technical...
Yeah, technical rehearsal.
Rehearsal.
We're gonna let people ride. Can you imagine the mayhem that would look like? That would be nuts.
That would be crazy.
What are some of your favorite things? And I think of from the song, these are a few of our favorite things. What are like your favorite
raindrops
things?
Raindrops on roses.
No, as far as theme parks go, not rain and roses. Mittens on kittens. Is that the line? And I'm just thinking of Olaf's Adventure. It's something about kittens. Now I can't think of the way the song goes, but
raindrops and roses,
whiskers on kittens.
Brown paper packages.
If we're talking about our favorite things, why would whiskers on a kitten be one of my favorite things? Like if they were wearing mittens, now that's adorable, and that would be one of my favorite things.
Mew.
I mean, kittens in general are one of my favorite things. But as far as theme parks go, what are your favorite things about? And of course, we're going to stick, to Universal and Disney. Those are the two that we currently inhabit.
I just love this Christmas season. Like, I just can't. The warm feeling that I get, like, oh my gosh, walking around in Universal just last week and seeing the giant tree and then watching the Macy's Day Parade and seeing Santa light up the tree and the snow and, well, Snoop.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love walking down Main Street and seeing everything. I am super excited to get to Hollywood Studios because to me.
Yeah, we need to hop there tomorrow. For the evening.
Okay.
I think.
Out of all the parks, I do love Magic Kingdom and Hollywood dressed for the holidays.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom, I like. It's just, to me, the Christmas decorations and it dressed for Christmas is very subtle and very,
it's very different.
Neutral.
Yeah.
Looking instead of Christmassy.
Yeah, it's not traditional like
red and greens.
But it's very fitting to the park.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I'm, unfortunately, I know we're complaining here, but we live in Florida, so it's going to be in the 80s tomorrow, and I'm like, man, like, I wanted to wear jeans and a spirit jersey and, like, my Christmas spirit jersey and all.
I think I'm still wearing mine until I get hot. I know.
But, yeah, I really, I agree. Some of my favorite things are the theme parks during the holiday season. I mean, there really is just nothing like it, and as much as I do love Main Street, man, Hollywood Studios, walking down Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard and seeing, the Sunset Season's greetings on the Tower of Terror and going through Toy Story Land and just all the classic elements, that 50s, 60s vibe, like that kind of retro feel of like the big porcelain ornaments and dolls. Like, I'm just, I get that feeling, literally a warm feeling because it's going to be 83 or something tomorrow. So I'm super, super duper excited for that. Some of my favorite things, I bring it up again. Man, I love Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't ridden it in 2 months. I know. Sorry, I'm not like, that sounds awful for me. Like, we haven't ridden it in 2 months. How horrible. But I miss it. Like, I really hope we can get it tomorrow. We'll do everything we can because I really cannot wait to ride it again. I can't wait to share that with the girls. I just, the theme parks, if you have never been to either Disney or Universal. I mean, heck, I know SeaWorld does it up. Legoland, Busch Gardens, any of these theme parks, if you've not been to them during the holiday season, there really is just something about it and there's nothing else like it in the world.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that. Make time if you can, if you've got a trip between now and first weekend in January, make time to visit the resorts.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite things are the resorts. You know, the whole reason we're looking at Secure, I was dead set on Liberty Tree Tavern for our Christmas lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, that just screams Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's do it. And right. then we were sitting around at Tambu Lounge and talking to like John and Chuck, and Whispering Canyon came up, and I was like, oh, can you imagine taking the boat over on Christmas Day from Magic Kingdom over to Wilderness Lodge and walking up that back, you know, by the pool and seeing the tree through those big windows and then yeah. walking in and it being in all its glory in the fireplace and then going to Whispering Canyon, which has a special Christmas lunch that day. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to do that. So I
well,
think that's what we're going to do.
Family meeting.
Yeah. We're going to decide. We're going to, we got to get the girls involved in everything they want to do. But Wilderness Lodge, if you can make a way to get around and through Fort Wilderness, if you could rent a golf cart for the day, they're probably all gone, but you could technically do that or go with a Camper Rental Adventures. They can rent golf carts to you for the day. If you wanted to tour Fort Wilderness, is amazing in the evenings during Christmas time. Check out Polly, Grand Flow, of course, I think are big time. And
well, Grand Flow because of the gingerbread house. Oh,
so good.
It's beautiful this year.
And that's where like
50th.
I don't want to set expectations, but I do want to sit with the girls and come up with a plan, like a crazy mm-hmm. person plan in a sense where we can say, all right, here's what we're thinking of doing, because I want them to see the gingerbread house. You know, I want them to see Grand Flow. I want them to see Wilderness Lodge, of course, even if we don't eat there. Like, but I'll say, while it's not the most convenient to get to and from, Grandestino
yeah.
decked out for Christmas.
Well, at least we're staying there.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, I just, yeah, I'm so excited for like a morning coffee sitting in Barcelona Lounge staring at that tree and all those back panel LEDs that they light up yeah. in red and green all throughout the lobby. You know, make your way over there and you know, look at a Christmas style dinner or lunch, or wouldn't be lunch, but dinner at Toledo,
mm-hmm.
you know, or go visit Three Bridges simply to see the decor there. Because it is amazing. And you can Uber to and from, you can catch buses to and from the park. You know, even if you literally took a midday break and bust from a park over to Grandestino just to see it, grab yourself something at Barcelona. It is absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Anything else you want to add to this just random conversation that we're having about all things holiday and wishes and favorite things and what we're thankful for? I'm so excited to be there tomorrow.
Yeah, I am too. I am. Like, I'm ready for, because we haven't been to Disney since it's been full-blown Christmas yet.
No, and we walked through Magic Kingdom that day, but it wasn't mm-hmm. like we really visited. We had a very clear-cut path of yep. what we were doing. We kind of came and went, so yep. and we haven't really been, and again, I know we popped into Magic Kingdom, but I feel like we haven't. We haven't been to the park since October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a long time for us, you mm-hmm. know, and so we're super excited to get back
yep.
and see it all and yep. eat all of the foods.
The festival of the holidays.
You know,
I'm excited.
Last year, prior to last year, I always found the festival of the holidays to be fairly disappointing, food-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like last year they really stepped it up. There's not a ton of new stuff this year.
And the merch. Oof.
Oh, the merch.
And yeah. I think it's going to be again.
Is
I
it
think
still
they
Shop
were
Disney
like...
still running those sales today for Black Friday? Because go out. How much did you get that Spirit jersey? Extra large.
$36.
$36.
Change.
Normally what? Close to 60? And it was yeah. free shipping?
Yeah.
So guys, go to Shop Disney.
Yeah.
And shop.
I think it's still
Disney.
Today because it's Black Friday yeah. and they're doing free shipping and then 30% off. Because I was actually looking for a Loungefly, but they didn't have it.
Well, you know what we can do?
Maybe.
We can look tomorrow.
Yeah, we can.
You think they're going to beat last year's stuff? I haven't seen any international Festival of the Holidays this year. Last year's stuff all
did, and it
around
was
Frozen was amazing.
It was.
It was again this year?
I thought there was only two things that
okay.
you saw and showed me.
What I loved about last year's is that like the pass holder one I got with Olaf and Sven on it is not to me related specifically to like Christmas or the Christmas season. It's related to the holidays and the winter season. Like I would wear that after Christmas.
Right.
Because it's that light blue and it's very snowy yep. and it's not all in your face. I mean, it says Festival of the Holidays on it, but it's not all in your face red and green.
Right.
And I really liked that they did all that last year. Same with the blanket that we got.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how tomorrow goes with all of that. But
yep.
I think that'll wrap it up for today. We are going to go enjoy my parents who are still here in town. We're going to get packed up, ready for tomorrow. We are staying at Disney Springs tomorrow night mm-hmm. at the Holiday Inn.
Yep.
So we're super excited. We enjoyed it a lot last time we stayed there. Just one quick night down and back, but we will bring you a ton of stuff on that. And then Tuesday, we will have a full episode on our thoughts on International Festival of the Holiday and hopefully our thoughts on Cosmic Rewind.
Yes.
I just saw breaking news coming through.
You did?
In our group that it is only, you know what, I'll read it right now. It's from Jossie. And it appears coming out from Blog Mickey, holiday version of Cosmic Rewind debuted today, and it will be the same song now through December 30th for every ride. No, but I still should be a melody. So anyway, we'll find it all out tomorrow. All right. Anything
yes,
else
will.
You want to add?
No.
That it for now?
I think so.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Give us your thoughts on what constitutes a month from now, first of all, because I do want to hear about that. And go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You'll get these brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Thank you for coming on this random episode and journey with us. We had fun.
Yes.
Sometimes we like to just turn on the mics and just have a discussion.
Yeah.
So we
hope
that you enjoy that too. And we would really enjoy, and our holiday wish is that you would go out and leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.